good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you this morning? Hey, I'm Ella right here with you. Having a good morning, getting ready. Just saw Congressman Jeff Duncan here. I have seen, I haven't seen Lindsey yet, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham. But I have seen Gresham Barrett this morning, hoping we'll get a word from him. Out here and talk to me, but you know what? When they're in the hospitality room, I guess they're just being hospitable. So we'll be hearing from them in just a second, but I did want to let you know this is what's happening here. Great breakfast here this morning. I almost feel like I ought to go give you what the menu is or send you some pictures through Facebook as to what's happening. But here we are, live from the Innsbruck Hotel. Just waiting as they are going to get ready and have a little breakfast meeting here this morning. All of our congressional people will be here except for Congressman Trey Gowdy, who had some important things he was going to do. We're also going to have the opportunity to talk to Alan Wilson, hear how the trial either has gone or has went. I'm a little out of the loop since I've been down here in convention fog, I guess I should call it, down here. But the convention totally immerses everybody that is here. Gosh, we got all our delegates coming in here this morning. They certainly had a fine day. I certainly hope you saw Curtis Loftus, State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, put Mitt Romney's name into the bid. Of course, at that point, Mitt Romney had already gotten over the top. I know South Carolina was hoping to be the one that put it over the top, but such was not the way it was. By the way, did you see Governor Nikki Haley's jewelry that she was wearing last night? That was pretty fabulous jewelry. I want to get up close and see if I can really check it out, but such was not the case. I didn't get to do that. So she did actually drop by for just a minute to the victory, USS Victory, but she was there for only a couple of minutes, and then she was gone. Oh, well. I have had some great conversations with a lot of different people, have seen some phenomenal things. We're actually going to be setting up a page on the website that will have pictures. Oh, my God, I've taken pictures of all kinds of people, all kinds of things, and you are in for a great surprise right now. Well, not a surprise, because was coming, but Congressman Jeff Duncan, how you doing this morning?
And I'm doing great. It was a great evening. We've got a good breakfast here this morning for the South Carolina delegation.
That's right. So what are you going to be talking about here this morning?
Yeah, really just thanking all these delegates for coming down and being a part of this. You know, they play a very, very important role. I think South Carolina was shown very brightly on the national stage last night with our governor's speech, and it's sort of a 1-2-3 punch between Governor Haley and then Ann Romney, who I thought did a fabulous job and did exactly what she needed to do, and then with Chris Christie, who always knocks it out of the park. So absolutely a great evening.
Absolutely. It was a great evening. I know that you're going to get ready. I see you looking right there. You want to get in there for your breakfast here, but what do you think are the biggest challenges for the Republican Party for this election?
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question? It's loud back behind me. But
what do you think are the biggest challenges for the Republican Party?
Well, I mean, rallying behind Mitt Romney and casting enough vote nationwide, unity for the party with the folks that may have supported another candidate and the primary, and all that's over with. We've got our candidate now. And then once we do win the White House and we win the Senate, and they were having the resolve to really do what's necessary to make the significant changes in this country that we all know need to happen. We need to really address the fiscal issues. One thing about Mitt Romney, I think, is that, and I think Ann Romney pointed this out last night so well, is that it's not about Mitt Romney. You know, he does a lot of things not for personal benefit, but save the Olympics so that they would benefit, save a company so the company would benefit. Yet there was a net result benefit for him, exactly, but I get that. But it's the reason a person's doing something, you know, and I think the reason he's running for the presidency is because he wants to save America. He really believes we have a very short window here to make the right policy changes to get us back on track.
Absolutely. Now, just for the record, I understand, you know, yesterday I talked to you yesterday morning. You were going to an event to shoot clay pigeons or something. How did
you
do? I heard you won.
Well, I won the elected officials division, which is, you know, good. I'm a fairly decent shotgunner, and so I went over there with a mindset I was going to win, as I always do. But you know, it was a good day. And I misspoke yesterday because of the lady that did the invite for us has been involved with Wounded Warrior Projects and all that. That's what I thought the fundraiser was for. Actually, the net result was for the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, which champions the shooting sports and the outdoor recreation, outdoor access, and Second Amendment rights and all that. And CSF, Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, also supports the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus. And
amen.
And so Congressman Mulvaney just walked by and rubbed my head, and, you know, I'm not one to worry about my hair too much, but anyway. So it was sporting that, and I misunderstood. Stars and Stripes shoot, I had all this in my mind, and
sure.
That's what it was about. So I don't want to mislead anybody, but it did raise money for the CSF.
Well, that's terrific.
And I did win.
And you did win. What did you get for winning? Anything?
I got a little trophy. I should have brought it this morning. It's got a wooden clay pigeon on it with a couple of shotgun shells that are spent, and just a plaque that says the winner. And it's small to sit on my desk with the other ones that I've won over the years.
Absolutely. Now tell me, this last 5 weeks, you've still got, I guess, another week here. How have you felt you've done in the congressional district? How have people been talking to you?
You know, people seem very pleased with what we're doing, and we do hear some, you know, you got the Corps of
Engineers. Come on, we don't have a budget yet. We got sequestration. We got,
Congressman Duncan, we appreciate your stance on sequestration, support the military. Congressman Duncan, we appreciate your stance on fiscal policies. You get it. You understand that we're $16 trillion in debt. Go to my website. Go to Facebook. You'll see the number of zeros and a trillion dollars, or $16 trillion. Congressman Duncan, you understand. We appreciate the fight that you're fighting. You know, Congressman Duncan, can you do something about the lake level of Lake Hartwell? You know, why is the Corps of Engineers? So I get some negative. I'm not saying that I'm doing everything right.
I think the biggest thing is we just don't see any action. Aren't you concerned about dealing with sequestration and the Bush tax cuts? I mean, aren't you concerned about that at the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm absolutely concerned about a fiscal cliff that we're facing. You know, I didn't support sequestration. I didn't support the debt ceiling bill last year. Because they used the military as a pawn, something I've always fought. I fought it in the CR, the Continuing Resolution, where they used military pay as a pawn in the game to make sure we voted for something we didn't want to vote for, and that was spending money we didn't have. And so, we've got a problem. I think we have a plan for the CR that's going to expire. The mechanism that's funding government, if you hate using Washington speak, but a continuing resolution is like a spending plan for our nation. It'll expire September 30th at the end of the fiscal year. And so we've got to deal with that. We've got a plan. Jim DeMint and I was involved in some of the conferences and meetings, but we have a plan to try to push that over, you know, a six-month CR into the first 100 days of the Romney administration so we can deal with really cutting spending and reining in government at that point in time. I don't like the spending level, but we're going to keep it the same. We're going to keep it at the $1.047 trillion discretionary spending that's in the Budget Control Act, in the CR for last year, and we're just not going to have that fight about spending until we have more control, because we realize that it's more important to get that out of the lame duck session. It's more important to push that into January, February, March. And sequestration, I think Lindsey's got a plan. You know, we're going to work on something. Hopefully it won't be tied to another omnibus bill before the end of the year. I hope we can avoid a lame duck session. There's a lot of things we can do that we can do retroactively. So if we don't deal with them by the end of the year and the Bush tax rates or some of those, we can deal with that in January and make it retroactive because the way taxes are collected and paid. So.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an interesting time. We've got some work to do in September. Then we won't be there the whole month of October. We'll be there the first week of October. And then, you know, campaigns and other things, people's minds are other places. And then we'll have the election. We'll come back and may or may not have a lame duck session. So, you know, keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on. Bottom line, I'm ready for a White House with Mitt Romney and the Paul Ryan team there. I'm ready for Harry Reid to leave the United States Senate as majority leader. I'm ready to have him be in the minority and have Mitch McConnell or somebody over there leading the Senate. Jim DeMint, chairman of Commerce Committee, which is he in line for if the Senate goes Republican. Yeah, I'm ready for that because I believe Romney will have the right resolve. Ryan will have the right resolve. United States Congress, and especially Jeff Duncan, will have the right resolve to continue pushing for the changes we need to make.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to let you go have your breakfast, and then maybe I can catch you after for a few minutes after I listen to what you all are going to be talking about. How about that?
Oh, that'll be fine, Ann. Thank you.
All right. As always, Congressman Jeff Duncan, right here live from the Innsbruck Hotel. Thanks so much for taking time.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll see you in a little while.
All right. Sounds good. We are live right here from the Innsbruck Resort right here in Palm Harbor. They are getting ready to have a breakfast here, and I want to hear what they have to say. That's right, because then afterwards I am supposed to get interviews with all of them. So as the morning goes on, you are going to hear it all right here on WCRS 1450 AM. And I do believe in a couple of minutes Phil is supposed to be here, so hopefully I can get back on the line with Phil. I've missed him all week long, so we'll see what we can do about that. But right now, I do believe, is it news or are we in to a commercial break by now? Oh, we must take a commercial break. Let's stay right with us. Hey, don't forget, if you've got gold, and diamonds, make sure you come see us right there at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Why? Because we've got the best going on over there when it comes to selling. You know you want to come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. So come see us today. Let's go ahead and I'm trying to pull it up on my phone here and see what the latest price on gold is. Gold today is $1,666. That is pretty darn cool, $1,666. And so that's a great price if you're looking at selling. Silver, though, still over $30, $30.87. If you've got it to sell, where are you going to come? Sharp Facets Gallery, right there on the 72 Bypass, right there in Greenwood. I'm Ann Eller, live from Tampa, actually from Palm Harbor. Later today, we're actually having a luncheon with Alan Wilson. And then back to the convention center. So don't you go away. I'm coming back. I just got to go hear what they're talking about.